Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This
7:15. That song means it's time to bring in the Farinis. So Cindy, you gotta switch hats here.
Okay, here we go.
And
I have a big brimmed hat on.
There we go. And on the phone with us, Joe Farini. And this week, we're jumping into My Marriage Matters. Thanks for coming on the show, Joe.
Hey, good morning. It's great to be with you folks.
And as I understand it, you have an update regarding Kathleen's binky, right?
It's a blankie.
It's a blankie. That's what it was called, Cindy, a blankie. Yeah, and then blankie. She had a teddy bear named what?
Coco.
There you go. Yeah. And I think she still has Coco.
She does.
So she's not. She's one of that 16% of millennials still snuggling with Coco.
I don't know if
Coco.
She sleeps with it, though. Does she sleep with it?
That's what she said.
No, I don't think she sleeps with it.
That's
I
what
think,
she said.
Nate
does
she? Has something to say about that.
Okay.
We'll have to ask Nathan and find out if that really is true. But today we're talking about communication and how we talk to one another, because it's interesting. I know for Sarah and me, our big arguments are often about the small stuff. And the small stuff, not in terms of what's actually said, but the way we're communicating with each other. Did you two encounter that a lot?
Like in past tense?
Or today, you know.
Or yesterday or the day before. Oh, yeah.
This weekend.
For sure. Yeah.
So what does that look like for the two of you in your marriage when it comes to how you talk to each other?
Joe, you go first.
Oh, you're mean.
Then I can counter whatever he has to say.
Good grief. What a setup that was. Well, I think one good reminder for our listeners is that, you know, good communications is not a gift that you get on your wedding day, and that from that point forward, everything's going to be perfect, but rather it's a skill. It's a skill that has to be learned over time. And as we have said many times on this show, good communication is just an essential skill for couples who want to have a successful marriage. And in order to make that happen, that's going to require a lot of grace being extended to each other as we pursue this healthy, transparent marriage level communication, rather, with each other. And Brian, I have something for you. I found something over the weekend, and I thought, my goodness, this is perfect timing for Marriage Matters. And I'm going to read something to you here, Brian.
Sure.
And you tell me where you're going to find this poster posted. All right?
Okay.
Here it goes. Here we go. It says, please do not annoy, torment, pester, plague, molest, worry, badger, harry, harass, hackle, tease, tantalize, or ruffle.
Where would
you find that poster pasted?
At your house? No? At my house?
Oh, just give them a good idea, right?
I don't know. Where is that?
You will find that at the San Diego Zoo.
Oh.
And that is how the zoo tells people how to deal with the animals. And as I read that, I thought to myself, good grief. I mean, there are some marriages out there that should have that posted on their kitchen refrigerator, because we know, you know, some marriages that this is an issue. I mean, how you deal with each other is a major problem. And clearly our tone, our inflections from soft speaking to yelling, I mean, these are all variables that can complicate good communication skills. But I think I can tell you with complete confidence, and then Cindy can say what she wants about this, but you know, things like yelling, anger, huffing and puffing, those things will sabotage communications and will decrease any chance of really pursuing a transparency level of communication. So if your listeners or if one or both of the spouses have this habit of yelling or just getting loud with each other, they're going to need to develop some new habits of communication.
Yeah, I think sometimes we stumble into those habits. You want power. You want to be the one that's right. You want to be the one to get your way. And we kind of just stumble into those, and then they become habits. And I think they're really detrimental.
Do you two remember what you had to work through early in your marriage? Like, did you have because I could tell you mine. We'll do that in a minute, I guess.
Okay. But what's yours? Do you want to go first?
Well, okay, I will. For me, it has been. It's an ongoing struggle. My wife's worked with me on his tone. I might say one thing, but my tone reveals something else. Mm-hmm. Or I don't think something's a big deal, but the way I say it makes it sound like it's a huge deal. And so I've had to really work on tone. And then the scary part is, of course, I recognize in a couple of my kids that they've picked up that same habit. Where tone is so important. It's more important, I think, than what you say.
Yeah, I think you're right. And actually, I thank you for sharing that, because and you asked about like what in our early marriage did we have to work through. I think that was one of those things, and I think we still are working on that. In early in our marriage, I remember one time Joe saying, we were having a disagreement about something, and Joe said to me something along the lines of, like, don't talk to me like one of your students, which was, you know, when you think about it, when you're all day teaching, that probably came out of my mouth really easily. And I'm pretty sure I probably said something in response like, well, don't talk to me like one of your employees, you know?
Like, or don't act like one of my students,
yeah.
Joe.
See, I wish I would have thought of that back then.
Yeah.
But you know, we tend to be in sort of our certain modes, or even, you know, some people may have said in their marriages, you know, well, don't treat me like, or don't talk to me like a child. So I think that tone is really important. But if you take a regular sentence or question, so I wrote one down just as a little example. So let's just say Joe and I are having a disagreement, and if I say to him, or if he says to me, what are you talking about? If he says it to me, what are you talking about? Okay, there's like a demeaning tone to that. Yeah. What are you talking about? Instead of, so what exactly are you talking about? Like, there's a softness in the second one as opposed to sort of a negative tone. And I think if you talk and your tone goes down, it tends to be more negative as opposed to if your tone goes up. And you have to practice it.
You do, because for me, honestly, I had no idea that I had a weird tone. It took my, I was like, Sarah, you've got to actually tell me when I do this so I can get better at it.
Yes.
I'd have no ability to recognize when I was using a weird tone.
Sure. And I think, you know, for Joe and I, both of us are, we're busy. We have a lot on our plates individually and together. And I think also tone comes out when there's like pressure. And so you're doing things, you're trying to get things accomplished. And so if he says something that's sort of a sharp tone, you know, I can take that two different ways, and how I respond is going to make a difference.
We're going to get to the issue of how to work through this, but I got to bring something up we talked about off air, which for me, it went beyond even tone, and where my struggles have also been, like, dare I say, sound effects. So I didn't know I would do this. I didn't even like consciously think of it, but Sarah might say something, hey, Brian, would you give me a hand, take out the trash? And I'd be thinking in my head, oh, okay, I mean, I don't want to right now, but yeah, I can help out. But I'd stand up and I'd go, and it drove her nuts, rightfully so.
Sure.
Because what? I shouldn't take out the trash and I'm so bothered to be helpful, you know? But I didn't even know I was making the sound.
Sure.
So she had to start going, Brian, hello, you made the sound again.
Yeah.
Could you stop it? But it's even the sounds we make can drive our spouse crazy.
Well, we've never done anything like that, have we, Joe?
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. Next statement. No.
Well, I think...
You know, if I can back up just a tad bit on this one, just to go back what Cindy was saying earlier. You know, for me, when I came into the marriage, I came from a background where, you know, you have a bunch of Italians around the dinner table, and there is no such thing as normal talking at that point. You know? We're kind of
as she
talking,
nods her head.
She just kind of almost sounds like yelling to an outsider. Sounds like yelling, but we're just talking. We're just talking normal. But I needed to kind of ratchet that down when I entered into the marriage, and because that was not Cindy's background, and so I needed to if you will, begin to adjust my style of communications in order to honor her. And I think that's a central motivating factor for good communication, is that we need to learn to adjust our different styles in order to learn to honor each other. And the more we can value each other and honor each other and love each other, the more likely we're going to be able to learn to listen well, avoid those nonverbal noises that I can certainly relate to, Brian. but just be careful how we speak to one another, because it can be hurtful.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's a good remembrance to what our families were like. In our family, if there was an upper level voice pitch, that would have been to correct us. We didn't have a lot of loudness in our house. You know, we had four kids, so there was a lot of commotion, but there wasn't a lot of yelling and screaming at each other, even if it was conversational. It was a quieter family. So coming into a family that had a lot of liveliness that way, that was kind of hard for me. So I appreciated that. But Joe always was more of a quieter, mild-mannered kind of personality. So, you know, I think he did adjust, but I also had to adjust too, to recognize going into that, that that's going to be different. And so I think, you know, to your question, Brian, about like how do you kind of work through that and work past it? I think for some of us, we have to sometimes just be silent and take a little bit of time and just listen. Listen to what our spouse is helping us with. Are they helping us in a helpful way, or are they criticizing and sort of condemning us? And so not only how are they handling that with us, but how are we handling that with them? So it has to be sort of a two-way street. And
absolutely.
And we're still learning. Joe and I are still learning. And sometimes when we're both frustrated at the same time, that's when those sharp words, those edgy words come out. And there have been times Joe would ask me a question and I didn't like how it was stated. And I will just say, you know, something plain like, you know, okay. And then later I can address it. But I'm not going to address it in the midst of, you know, when I could lash back. Not that I haven't ever lashed back, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The times when you can get that presence of mind, which should be as we are controlled by the Holy Spirit, be able to say, you know, let me respond properly. But yeah. Listeners need to know that takes practice. None of
us
are perfect, and we're still learning.
And for Sarah and me, also tied to that is just extending more grace to each other.
Yes.
When we were first married, I thought every time she was upset, it must be my fault. And I've learned that, you know, people are just in a bad mood sometimes.
Sure.
And it has nothing to do with you.
Sure.
And so sometimes you just, if somebody makes a noise or has a weird tone, you just recognize they must be having a rough day. You just give them a little break. It doesn't have to become a big fight.
Yeah. And recently Joe's hurt his back. I would say he's about 80-85% now. But, you know, when he was really in pain, there were a couple times he said things a little sharply. And I just had to say to myself, this guy is in pain right now. I know what that's like. I've had many years of a bad back, so I know what that's like. So that just, for me personally, I understood and I just let it go. Because you can't pick on every single thing. Some things you do have to let go.
Yeah, that's right. Well, hey, it's 7:31. Time flies. Our guests have been Joe and Cindy Farini. We're talking about our regular segment here, My Marriage Matters. If folks want to learn more, how can they do that?
Well, the best place would be either on Facebook at My Marriage Matters. If you come there and like it, that would be great, because then you can, every day about 9 o'clock, get a little word of wisdom or something fun to think about. And then on Tuesday, we put the Ron is gracious to give us the airing here, and we put that on the Facebook page. Or if you want to go to our website, joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com.
Thanks, you two. Appreciate you.
Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you. Take care.